I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. M.R. Gorga with us has been a copywriter, journalist with film and TV credentials, bringing his talents to the paranormal and horror genre. A child in the wake of the Amityville Horror in the Summer of Sam, his talent for crafting some hair-raising tales was first recognized in the fourth grade. MR, welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. What happened in the fourth grade to get everybody to notice you?
I love this story. We were assigned to write a story, and so I decided to write some kind of horror story that entailed some type of mummy. And when I handed it in, I was all nervous because, you know, I'm sure that wasn't the content they were expecting from someone in the fourth grade. And when I handed it in that night, my teacher called my parents, and I thought I was in trouble. And he said it was quite the opposite. He said, you know, your son has a real gift for writing. You need to sign him up for the Young Authors Club right away. And it was quite the opposite. I thought I was going to get in trouble, and he ended up calling up my parents to praise me about this story about some creepy mummy I wrote.
How did you get interested in the strange and unusual?
I think it was because of just kind of growing up in that atmosphere at that time was. Summer of Sam was happening, Amityville Horror came out, and I was taken to the movies, and that movie just left an indelible impression on me, and I guess it carried over into my writing interests.
I used to go see all those kinds of movies, and one of the movies, MR, that got to me when I was a kid was the original House on the Haunted Hill with Vincent Price.
Uh-huh.
That was just eerie as all get up.
Yeah. Well, it stuck with me. It was that scene with the pig demon with the red eyes and it's looking through the window. And I can still see it now.
Tell us about Demons Among Us.
Well, Demons Among Us is a book about, it rips the veil off the paranormal to expose what's really happening in the unseen world, or all those creepy and haunting things that we can't see. And it gives you a sneak peek behind the scenes. And it has truly terrifying personal accounts that are my own, historical accounts of the first fully documented eyewitness account of demonic possession in American history, which happened 20 years or so before the Salem witch trials. And it also talks about how dark forces influence the world around us without us really even knowing it.
It's going to go down as a classic, by the way. So congratulations on that.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for saying that.
And it just came out a couple months ago, didn't it?
It did. I published it in February to Amazon, but it took me quite some time to write.
What's your take, MR, on demons? What do you think they are?
Well, I believe that they are fallen angels. They had a rebellion in heaven, and for the rebellion, they were kicked out of heaven, and now they exist and rule in the cosmos, and this earth is partly their home.
You're probably right about that, and of course, they still work under the devil's guidance, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, absolutely.
What do you think they want?
I believe they want to steal, kill, and destroy, and they want to mar God's creation.
In your book, as you document some of the eyewitness cases of demonic possession in American history, let's go way back with the time we've got before the first break here, and let's talk about that. How did they document these first cases?
Well, this case that we're talking about, it takes place in early Massachusetts, and it happened between a minister of a small frontier town, small forest town in early New England. It happened between him and his 16-year-old servant, and she had started exhibiting some really strange signs that really kind of caught his attention. And then after 2 weeks into this, he's decided to start writing in his journal a full blow-by-blow account pretty much every day of what was happening to this young maid, these afflictions and atrocities that had befallen this young girl.
And how would you categorize this case compared to other things you've heard? Pretty high up there?
This is very high up there. That's the reason why it made it into the book. The story is so incredible, and it's so disturbing that it literally is a story that's been glossed over and just fell through the cracks of history. And so when I discovered the story and started peeling away at it, I said, this has got to come to light, because this story is so phenomenal and it is so unnerving that this has to be brought to people's attention.
And in terms of these demons, they're still out there today. And what do you think they want? Our souls, or disrupt our lives? What do they want?
Well, they want to steal, kill, and destroy. But what they do on a daily basis is harass, oppress, and anything that they want to steal the attention away from God. They ultimately want to kill you, is their ultimate goal. And because the reason is that you have, and I have, and every human has the chance to experience what they had lost in heaven. And so they have the opportunity to become the apple of God's eye, and they no longer have the love of God. And so, and because of that, it's out of a great jealousy that they have marked humanity.
Not everybody, MR, has a demonic experience, and that's a good thing, but why?
That's a really great question. I really don't know why. I mean, there are many, many, many historical accounts of, demonic encounters. Possession, of course, is the most extreme. But there are so many accounts throughout history it has to be true. You know, I started off with the book with a Chinese philosopher, and he said, if since the beginning of time, men have heard the voices and seen heard disembodied voices and seen these spirits of men, how then can we say these things do not exist? So these things have been happening since the dawn of time, and there are many, many documented cases of people seeing spirits in demonic entities.
They seem to enjoy creating chaos in people's lives, don't they?
That's the truth. Absolutely. They cause, they're here to cause chaos, destruction, they're here to destroy.
In the middle section part of your book, you've talked about how demons influence the world around us. Boy, if there's anything going on right now, it's kind of demonic, don't you think?
Yeah, I believe it's absolutely demonic. I think what we're seeing is an uprising in demonic activity at a level that hasn't been seen before, since I've been alive. And they work in ways in that people wouldn't really think that they work in, because these, what we're talking about is demon forces and their spirits. And what people don't realize is that the everyday influence is they work as spirits of fear or spirits of depression or spirits of suicide. So these types of things that influence people's lives are actually spirits, ultimately driving into deeper and deeper despair.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts,
the medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.